And hello and welcome back to the Mood Gym with Don Brown. Today we're going to respond to gaining weight. Having a little extra fat, gaining a few pounds every month, every year, and how to respond to that. Of course, I've noticed myself gaining weight up and down over many, many years. Back in my high school days, I was rather thin. And looking back, I was probably at a very healthy weight. Same thing through college, at a healthy weight. And then the years after that, I would gain a pound or so every year. And as the years go by, you gain more and more pounds. And so at some point, one reaches what is called overweight. And you could determine that by the body mass index formulas, where you plug in your height and your weight, and it tells you whether you are overweight, obese, or at a healthy weight. Well, my weight is generally after college days, and I'm not exactly sure how many years after college. I certainly got into the overweight category, just slightly overweight. And on the body mass index, they define overweight as over 25. So I was always like 25.5, 26, somewhere around there. And then when I realized I was getting in that category, I try to figure out a way to remedy that, as most people have tried over the years. Try all kinds of different diets back in, I'm not sure the years, the 70s or 80s, the Atkins diet was very popular, which was basically a all protein and fat diet, cutting down entirely almost on carbohydrates. So that seemed to work for a couple years because you did lose weight fairly quickly, but it was difficult to be satisfied with living on lots of protein and lots of fat. So that fell by the wayside over the years. And then you get the input from advertising, from books you read, from magazine articles. And there seems to be, you know, trends that go from time to time, like carbohydrates are bad, so cut down on your carbohydrates. Fat's bad, so cut down your fats. Get fat-free food. Eat more protein, eat less protein. Everybody came up with a different idea, and not necessarily all based on good science. Because most anything will work temporarily, because if you change your eating foods, the foods you eat, you're generally going to start eating a little less. You're going to get less calories just because of the novelty of changing it. So if you're, like in my case, say back in the 70s, when I started eating lots of proteins and fat, I normally didn't do that. So all of a sudden, I've cut out all the carbohydrates, which are, of course, have lots of calories, and you start eating the meats, which have less calories, and you started eating oils, which actually have way lots of calories. But of course, you're not going to be eating a gallon of oil. You'll be eating small portions of it. So just by virtue of changing into that new diet, I was going to naturally lose weight. And then as the years went by, it doesn't work so well because you're still climbing up toward those amount of calories that you ate previously. So anyway, what I think I'm getting to here is most any kind of a new eating pattern you try will work for a while because it's novel and you're not used to doing it that way. So you'll just naturally be paying a little more attention to what you're eating, and you will be eating less calories just because it's a different type of eating that you haven't been used to. All right, so recently I did some study on what might be a more scientific and a more useful way to lose those extra pounds so that I could go down from the slightly overweight to a normal weight. And I will tell you how I did that and how it works and how I think it's a pretty good plan for most people. Now consider that everybody's different, so you might like particular kinds of foods, just hate some kinds of foods. You might be on a doctor's recommendation to eat a certain type of diet. So what I'm going to explain will not necessarily work for everybody, but at least you can try it with a caution if you're on some sort of a doctor's advice to eat certain things, not eat certain things, then you certainly want to check with your doctor to make sure this would be acceptable. Now, I can't imagine many doctors who would say, don't do this. But there may be some, and maybe you have a particular thing that needs addressed that this wouldn't work for you. But anyway, what I'm going to explain to you is based on, basically, it's a math problem. I thought I had a willpower problem. And so I just couldn't lose weight because I didn't have a strong will. Well, actually, as it turns out, I had a math problem. Because obviously, the more calories you put in your mouth, the more weight you're going to put on. And the less calories you put in your mouth, the less weight you're going to put on. In fact, if you put less calories in your mouth than your body needs, then you will start losing weight. So, the willpower thing is out the window. Now it's basically just basic arithmetic. And here's where we explain how this works. Okay, the idea is to fill your stomach enough so that it doesn't feel hungry. Now, if you're like me, I feel hungry all day long. So I tend to usually snack all day long because I think that I'm hungry. And a lot of that is just psychological, that you're just used to eating, emotional eating, they call it. Like if you're anxious about something, you go and grab something to eat or drink. You're worried about something, go grab something. So it kind of takes your attention away from what's worrying you or what's on your mind. So a lot of that goes on with everybody, and I know I do it. So, and that also, physiologically, you eat more and more to fill up your stomach so that your stomach, you think, is full, or you think that eating more will fill up your stomach so you won't want to eat anymore. Well, it's actually, depending on what you're eating, you could eat an awful lot of calorie-laden stuff and not fill up your stomach. So you're kind of going around in circles. You're eating more and more the typical stuff you've been eating, and you're gaining more and more weight, and you can't figure it out. Okay, so here's the idea. You want to fill up your stomach physically with things that have as little calories as possible, but a lot of bulk. All right, so if you're thinking about, well, what would that be? Well, some of you will come up with the idea of vegetables, non-starchy vegetables. You know, like your salad-type vegetables, anything that's not starchy. And the math idea behind the non-starchy vegetables is typically they'll have about 100 calories per pound. Yes, I said pound. I didn't say per ounce or per serving. 100 calories per pound. So you can eat a pound of lettuce or kale or spinach, any leafy vegetables, any vegetables that aren't starchy, and you only have 100 calories. Now, most people will, you know, women might eat 12 to 1500 calories a day, and a man a little more. So there is no way you're going to be eating enough vegetables to gain weight for the non-starchy vegetables, because you could eat you could eat 5 pounds of vegetables and only have 500 calories. Now, it would probably be physically impossible to do that, because if you imagine how big a pound of vegetables would be, that's an awful lot. All right, so the arithmetic part of this diet is you want to start picking foods that will fill up your stomach and, of course, give you nutrition as well, all the micronutrients, all your vitamins and minerals and so forth, by eating vegetables. Okay, so you can eat as much vegetables as you want, and I'm not kidding, because you won't be able to eat that much. You won't be able to eat pounds of vegetables at one sitting. Okay, now the next thing you can do, and again, it's arithmetic again, is you can eat another type of food that has bulk in your vitamins and minerals, but very few calories, and that happens to be fruit. So your apples, your oranges, your whatever kind of bananas, whatever fruit you want, will have around 300 calories per pound. So again, you could sit down with a pound of bananas and eat them, and you're only going to get, you know, say a couple hundred calories. But it'd be pretty hard to sit down and eat a pound of bananas, because your stomach would literally get filled, and your body would trigger you that your stomach is now full and you don't want to eat anymore. Okay, so once again, we're eating our non-starchy vegetables that have about 100 calories per pound, and our fruit that has 300 calories per pound. Okay, so we've got those down pretty good. So you can use that as your basis for your diet. And in fact, instead of eating cereal and whatever you normally eat, bacon and eggs or whatever for breakfast, sit down and, as goofy as it sounds, eat a plate of vegetables and some fruit. And that'll fill you up for your breakfast. Okay, now there's another category that you can also eat, which has a little more calories per pound, but not outrageous. So these, you can eat these unlimited, basically. And those would be unrefined complex carbohydrates, your starchy vegetables like potatoes, your whole grains, and legumes like your peas and beans and so forth. Okay, all those categories have about 500 calories per pound. So once again, you could eat a pound of potatoes and it's not going to hurt you, and you won't be able to eat a pound of potatoes, or because your stomach will start filling up and feeling full. So once again, the basis of this way to eat is to do your non-starchy vegetables, your fruit, and then your potatoes, your whole grains, your legumes, and unrefined complex carbohydrates. Okay, now we'll get into a little more detail on these later, but basically you're doing whole plant foods. All these are plants. They all grow out of the earth or out of a tree, or your vegetables and fruits, potatoes. They're all plants, and you want to eat them in a whole, as they're whole. In other words, you can say, okay, I'm going to eat a plant-based diet. I'm going to have potato chips. Well, that's potatoes, all right, but it's not the whole potato. It's a processed, refined potato, sliced with oil on it, with salt on it. So it's not the whole potato, and it's not whole. So when you're eating, just pay attention to eating things that are whole and not processed and not concentrated. Like a potato chip is basically a concentrated potato with stuff added to it. But an actual potato or a sweet potato is just the actual potato. You just boil it, put it in the microwave, whatever you want to do. It's the whole potato. Okay, now there's one exception to fruits that you want to pay attention to and not eat if you're trying to lose weight. Now, later on, you may find you might be able to use some of these foods in very limited quantities, but for losing weight purposes, you do not want to eat avocados. And the reason is avocados, even though it's a healthy fruit, it has about 750 calories per pound. So you've now gone above the 100 calories per pound, 300 calories per pound, 500 calories per pound into the avocado range, which is loaded with lots of fat. And so it has 750 calories per pound. So you want to avoid that for the purposes of getting your weight back down to a normal weight. Okay, similarly, the foods you definitely want to avoid are ones that have from like 1,200 to 1,800 calories per pound. Let's just say 1,500 calories per pound. Those would be your refined carbohydrates, dairy, which includes ice cream, which has about 1,200 calories per pound, bread, which has about 1,400 calories per pound, cheese, one of the worst things you can do if you're trying to get to a normal weight. Cheese has 1,600 calories per pound, and sugar has 1,800 calories per pound. Of course, you're not going to likely be able to eat a pound of sugar, but the little teaspoon or tablespoon or a couple tablespoons you eat in one sitting add up to a considerable amount of calories, and it's not filling up your stomach. So your stomach, you can sit there and eat sugar and teaspoon after teaspoon. Your stomach is not going to feel full, and it's going to say, give me more, give me more. So you will start eating more and more sugar, and it still won't ever fill up your stomach. So that's the problem when you get up into these foods that have 1,000 or more calories per pound. And then if you want to go a little higher in the things to do not eat, it would be chocolate, you know, like your milk chocolate, and that has about 2,500 calories per pound. So similarly, you're not going to probably eat a pound of chocolate, but even if you did, it wouldn't fill up your stomach because your stomach would say, I want more and more. So you're going to eat a day's worth or more, or meal's worth or more of calories in one sitting. So that ain't going to work. Okay, now some foods that are healthy, but for purposes of getting down to a normal weight, you do not want to eat are nuts, seeds, nut butters, and things that have oil in them. In fact, all oils, anything with oil, you want to be avoiding because they have a huge amount of calories per pound. So your nuts and seeds and nut butters, even though they're all healthy, have about almost 3,000 calories per pound. So you'd have to be eating a lot of vegetables and fruits to come up with 3,000 calories per pound. And then the worst thing of all is all oils, because they have 4,000 calories per pound. Now, of course, you're not going to eat a pound of oil, but just a little bit is going to go way over the amount of calories you should be eating compared to vegetables and fruit. So you want to avoid your oils, your chocolates, your dairy, and your refined carbohydrates. Okay, so that's the mathematical basis of what I've been doing to get rid of some excess pounds to get me down to a normal weight under the BMI charts. Okay, one other thing I'll explain to you to see if you don't want to use your computer to calculate your BMI. A rule of thumb would be that your waist should be in inches about half of your height. So if you're 65 inches tall, then your waist should be half of that, or 32 and a half if my math is right. And then another rule, and that's the most difficult one to achieve. You probably hadn't been like that since your teenage years, most likely. Okay, another rule of thumb the Heart Association people give to prevent heart disease is for a female, your waist should be 35 inches or less. And for a male, your waist should be 40 inches or less. So according to the Heart experts. If your waist is higher than 35 for a woman and 40 for a man, your risk of heart disease is way increased. And, okay, so that one is kind of the more liberal measurement that most people can do fairly successfully to get down to 40-inch waist or 35-inch waist. The one that will take some time is to get down to your waist being half of your height in inches. That one's a little more difficult. And like I say, you probably haven't been there since you were a kid or a teenager. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But anyway, that's my response to gaining weight, my response to being overweight. And maybe you can check that out. Go on Google and do a little bit of whole plant-based eating and see what you think, and it may work for you, and let me know how it does work for you or doesn't work for you. You can send comments in on the anchor.fm platform if you're using that, or send some comments in on your other platforms like Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Make some comments there. Appreciate it. And thank you very much for listening again. This is Don Brown with Mood Gym, and we'll talk to you again soon.